Well, far from being an elephant in the room, sure, he's as welcome as the flowers of May, even if we are in the month of August, and it is, of course, Mr. Sean Defoe. How you doing, Sean?
Not too bad. Long time no talk. How are you?
Yeah. God, it seems like an age. But listen, good to have you back. So you haven't changed a bit.
Oh, I don't know about that now. You know, the summer has been long and just left me scarred and changed.
Yes, indeed. A bit like people involved in House of Dragon, which, of course, is the follow-up on HBO to Game of Thrones. Were you a Game of Thrones fan, Sean?
I was. Well, I think I was like a lot of Game of Thrones fans. I got really into it, really passionate about it, and then utterly let down by the last season, which was just... you're obviously not a Game of Thrones fan then by your instant reaction there.
I've only seen bits and pieces of it now, you know, that kind of way. I must admit but what I've seen, I've enjoyed now, and people say I'm so lucky because I can now watch it from the start.
Yeah, no, you are lucky, but basically what happened was that with Game of Thrones is they were obviously following the books for so long, and then they actually, it's taken George R.R. Martin so long to write the final book, which still isn't out, that they had to sort of go ahead without him. And get to fill in the rest. Now, it said that they had an idea how the books were going to finish, but they didn't stick the landing, needless to say. So I went into House of the Dragon, the first episode of which was out on ITV and other places, I'm sure, this week, with very, very low expectations because of how they ended the last one. And I have to say, I was completely wrong.
My God, cracking.
Well, it is great television.
Well, we have a 22-second trailer of it here, which kind of really sets the story and what it's all about, what the basis of it is. Let's take a quick listen.
I consider the matter urgent. That of your succession.
Who else would have a claim?
The firstborn child.
Rhaenyra. No queen has ever sat the Iron Throne.
The king has an heir. Daemon Targaryen.
I will not be made to choose between my brother and my daughter.
Always troublemakers, those Targaryens.
But
you have the gist of the story there, really, don't you?
We do the gist, and this is set a couple of hundred years before the events of Game of Thrones, so it's a real prequel, if you like. And unlike Game of Thrones, where we were all following, wondering what was going to happen, yeah, you can pretty much read. In fact, there is a couple of books out that tell you exactly what is going to happen in this and any upcoming sequences of it, so you can go ahead and get the spoilers for yourself, if you are so inclined. But I would suggest you not, because I read the book, but I read it many, many years ago, the book that The House of Dragon is based on, and have totally and utterly forgotten what way this plays out. Could not be happier, because the acting in it is absolutely fantastic, really dramatic. They set up this season Matt Smith, the former Doctor Who, of course, one of the leading characters in it this time, and he's fantastic. He's going to be one of these great anti-hero characters, I think. He's just really, really strong. I cannot recommend it highly enough to those who maybe were put off. And you know the way, like, it is so rare, I found with Game of Thrones, that the last season put me off any sort of a rewatch. Even rewatching episodes which I loved when they first came out, I couldn't get over the last season being terrible. But I think House of the Dragon has a real chance to turn around now.
Good stuff. And it's a 10-part series, Sean, is it?
It's going to be a 10-part series, and maybe, like, they haven't 100% committed even to doing the second series yet. They say it's a 3-4 season arc, if they can get it right. So it's a much shorter overall run than Game of Thrones, but it should be 10 episodes that are out now, each week kind of releasing. I love the way the streaming has gone back to doing what television used to do, and instead of this big binge of you get
I think it's a positive.
I think it's good. It just builds up the tension, you know.
Exactly.
Instead of being able to binge the 10 episodes, you sort of get them week by week and build up to some sort of event on a Monday or whatever day it's out.
Sip it like fine wine, we say. Now on to other things, and this is a word that I had never come across before. I don't know whether you had, but quaternary. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. Quaternary families.
I had never heard of this. I had never even thought it was possible, right, until you sent me this on earlier in the week. Quaternary twins. And so this is what what happens when two identical sisters marry two identical brothers and both have babies at the same time. And what happens is that genetically, not only are they cousins, but they are technically also brothers. So genetically, the kids are also are brothers and cousins because their parents were identical twins who then both got married. Isn't that mental? I never considered that before, or that it could even possibly be a thing. Apparently, there's only 300 quaternary families in the entire world. 7 billion people. And only 300 cases of this. It's so rare. But one of them is this family in the States who have come out. And they are literally, it's incredibly scary if you see the photos, because they are literally identical. Kids who are cousins out for each other, and also any of the parents. It's very strange.
It's also very strange, the background to it. You have the two moms, Brittany and Brianna. They met Josh and Jeremy. Now keep in mind, you have two B's there, you have two J's there. They met at a festival for twins in 2017 in where else only Twinsburg, Ohio. Now, apparently it was a whirlwind romance. The men both proposed 6 months later. Both pairs then married in, you guessed it, Twinsburg, Ohio, with Brittany and Brianna wearing identical dresses. Josh and Jeremy had vowed to each other that they would only ever marry sets of twins. And now the foursome, who are well known on Instagram, even share a home and a joint bank account.
What a weird family. Like, I'm just going to say it out there. Like, yeah, lovely, lovely story. What a weird thing to do. I would, like, I no offense to any of my family or the people that I love in my life. Indeed. I would hate that. Could you imagine?
Where is
you
the had individuality?
To agree to marry a certain amount of people. You'd live, oh, and even pooling the bank account. Could you imagine? You're like going, yeah. I know, lads, come on. Who spent 100 euro in pennies? You know, we're meant to be paying the mortgage this month. What's going on?
Oh, can you imagine? And they also popped the question at the same time with identical custom rings. Ah, lads.
Oh,
that's not
like,
healthy.
Where is the originality at all? You know, also agreeing, like they had to agree after 6 months, no less. Six months is not a huge amount of time, but I suppose if you find the identical twins you've been looking for your entire life, maybe you go for it.
Oh, and on that note, we'll leave that. Hey, listen to me. I'm very much enjoying your explainer podcasts, which indeed anybody can listen to wherever you find your podcasts, particularly the one on how not to say Taoiseach.
Yeah, that was last. A lot of people have messed it up over the years. I got talking to a lot of former advisors who said they've heard all sorts of pronunciations from different officials down to the years. Taoiseach and Taoiseach and Taoiseach and all this sort of different things. So that was out. Got a fun one out this week, actually. It's just released this morning on the Let Me Explain podcast, which you can get in all reputable podcast stores and some non-reputable. Plant-based milks. Are you fond of an oat latte?
An oat latte. Ollie? I must admit, I haven't tried one. I do like my original and best, but it's something I'm going to have to find out more about through your explainer podcast.
Yeah, you'd know you're not a millennial, yeah, if you haven't tried one. But I tried a lot of weird plant milks for it this week. Cashew milk and coconut milk and macadamia and hazelnut and all these strange sort of milks that you can get now. So it's available out anyway.
Wow.
You can listen to see whether they're terrible or any decent.
I look forward to a listen there. Sean Defoe, thank you so much as always. Have a great rest of the week.
You too, Ollie. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye. Bye.